Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Wow! Okay. So as you guys know, I'm a woo-woo girl. I'm an astrology girly. So I see this time, the spring equinox, as the true new year. I think spring is all about, not I think, spring is all about rebirth and renewal. It's when flowers start to bloom, winter starts to melt away, the sun is coming out, the weather is getting warmer. Animals are coming out of hibernation. The birds start chirping. It's lighter hours for longer, right? This is, to me, the true New Year. January 1st is so arbitrary. I know I did an episode around New Year's because, you know, about New Year's goals and all that stuff. Because I still follow both. But, like, truly, I kind of see January up until the spring equinox as like a warm-up period for like really like trying to get your goals and your things and together. So this episode is going to be a New Year's, like looking back at our New Year's resolutions, and it's going to be a check-in. So this also is the end of Q1 at the end of the month, at the end of March. So it's going to be a Q1 check-in. It's going to be reevaluating and looking at our New Year's resolutions. So I'm just going to go ahead and pull my list up. So as I went through in my other episode, I had finished my novel and so much has actually happened since then. Well, I guess some of it I said on the podcast, but I had finished I had priority one, lose X amount of weight. Priority two, finish my novel, work on getting it published. Priority three, save X amount of money. So things that are going well. So we'll start with what's going well and what I need to improve on. The book is going well. I just finished my third round of edits. I had two people beta read it in January. I'm continuing to get feedback through my writers group. As I announced on a different podcast episode, I got accepted into the Yale Writers Workshop for this June. So I'm actually feeling pretty good about that. I think that is one area where I actually am pretty disciplined. Next step for me is looking at some of the more developmental feedback I got from my beta readers and like my writers group and like rewriting some stuff in my book. So that will be what I work on next. But I actually feel pretty good about that. So that's going really well. I also, what I just did last night, because I hung out with my writer friends on Tuesday and they're in the stage where they're like querying. Like one girl has like been querying like crazy. And querying is basically pitching your book to agents. And it can be quite an intensive process. There's a lot of like stuff you have to kind of prepare for it. Like you have to have a query letter, which is like a synopsis of your book combined with like a little bit of a bio, like who you are. You have to have a synopsis, which like is a little bit more detailed than what you put in the query letter. You have to have a one sentence pitch, which is basically like a log line. You have to have, comp titles, so comparative book titles. So what are similar books to your book? What kind of audience? You have to have, what kind of audience are you going to bring in or are you trying to attract? You have to have comparative authors. So there's a lot of stuff you have to prepare. So what I did last night is I went on, so there's this website called Query Manager. And I was like, you know what, let me just do one because it takes a long time because you usually don't get a response for like a month or two. And you do get feedback. Like usually you get like personalized feedback. So I was like, you know what? Let me go on here. Let me just do one like as a test run. See what kind of feedback I get. And so I closed my eyes and I picked a random page and I picked a random agent. And what's so funny is the agent I picked is actually, because I saw her name and I was like, gosh. And then, there's a photo. So I'm like, gosh, she just looks and her name sounds so familiar. And I read her book and I really liked her book. And I was like, okay, so that kind of feels like perfect. Like, we'll start with her, see what happens. So I decided to do that last night because I was like, you know what? Let me just like, just, you know, new again, this is the new year. Like, let me just get into it. So I feel pretty good about the that New Year's resolution. So I'm really happy with that. Okay. Skipping ahead to more that's going well. Saving money is like partially going well. I could be doing better. I need to stop spending so much money when I go out. That is a really big problem. But my baselines are intact. So that's why I feel good, is that I gave myself like, I can't go below this certain threshold each quarter. So I feel really good about that. So that one is actually pretty fine. There's definitely areas I could improve, but overall, I'm not going below the thresholds that I set, so I'm not too mad at it. All right, now to go to where I really need to improve. The weight loss journey is not going well at all. And I don't know, like, I think I definitely have like a self-sabotage issue in a way. I've been working out more. I've been working out like crazy, it feels like. I've been biking a shit ton. If you follow me on Instagram, I just hit 100 miles of biking. And I'm going to keep going. But I've been biking like crazy. I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, I just feel like I've been just doing way more movement and activity. Like, I've been walking more. I still need to increase the amount of tennis sessions I do. That's still on the list. I'll probably start doing that maybe this summer. It's just not going as well as I had hoped. I don't actually think I've lost any weight. I switched from Mom's Meals to Factor 75 because they're so yummy. However, I think snacking at work is a big problem. There's just so many yummy snacks. And I was talking to somebody about this today, but like, I'll get stressed or like something. I comfort eat a lot. And so I think I'm constantly in the state of like, oh, this one little thing won't hurt. But it's like, if I'm doing this one little thing every day, you know, that's just like that is your life and that is what you do. So I need to work on that. So I'm going to, and also what I've kind of set for myself too, is like, I gave myself a goal by 30. My birthday's in July. I'll be 28. So it'll be 2 years. And I split that goal in half. So I was like, okay, year one, I do this. Year two, I do like lose this amount. And right now what I'm trying to do is like really evaluate my weak spots. So this is kind of what I want you guys to do in this, what kind of, you know, what we're having this conversation about, like, where are your weak spots and where can you still improve? My weak spots are still definitely unhealthy eating habits and drinking too much. But like, so I need to really, really evaluate and figure out solutions for those two things, because I would think those are the two things that have kind of plagued me the most, because my activity level is so high. And I think I just really need to get what I'm eating under control. It's just so hard because it's like, I want a little sweet treat, you know, but it's like, okay, if I'm doing that every single day, you know? So I need to figure that out. I don't know. I think I should probably like read a book or like go to therapy about it, probably is the real answer. But anyway, so that's my Q1 check-in. I also have a list of Q1 goals. So let's actually go through this. So I broke up my goals by each quarter, what I should be doing. And it's actually going pretty good. So Q1 goals, finish my novel, check. Finish edit round, check. Apply and get into a writing workshop for the summer, check. Lose 10 pounds, no check. Oh, God. That's sad. Read 2 books, check. Save X amount. Like, don't go below that threshold, check, actually, which is great. And volunteer 5 hours, check. So I completed, so I'm going to celebrate the wins. I completed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 7 goals. Yeah, the weight loss thing is just so hard. And I think for me, like, I won't yap too much about this. Like, I don't, you know, we don't have to go into therapy. I think I do self-sabotage in a way, because two ways I kind of sabotage myself. One is like thinking about like romance and like, okay, well, if I lose weight and somebody's interested in me after I lose weight, that's going to make me feel really shitty, because it's like, gosh, you know, to me, a soulmate should be able to recognize you no matter what you look like. So that's one way I think I self-sabotage. And then the other way is, like, because my activity level has... I just feel like sometimes me not losing weight just feels so frustrating because my activity level will be so high. And it's like, okay, I had, like, a donut and a half at work because they had donuts at work and I didn't lose any weight. And so then the next day, I'm like, okay, well, I biked, you know, the next day I have this mindset. It's like, okay, I literally like biked 7 miles and I had like this one little thing and it didn't move the needle at all. And I've been doing all these things and I feel like it just hasn't been outweighing, right? And then I just go deeper into that hole the next day where it's like, okay, well, fuck it. If I can't do this one thing and lose, if I can't do all this and lose weight, then like I might as well just do what I want. Which is not great, I know that, but that's a conversation for therapy. So sorry for getting too, I feel like that was too personal. But anywho, so I want you guys to do the same thing with your goals. Take a look at what you set as your plan for the year. I think in the podcast episode I did at the top of January, you know, I did talk about breaking up your goals into quarters. So I want you to, if you haven't done that yet, I want you to start that now. Because this is the new year. This is truly the new year. This is truly the time when you should like be coming out of that hibernation. And yeah, just use this as a time to reflect and reevaluate, reforecast in some cases, in some situations. And yeah, I hope you guys all have a really happy and lovely spring. And I love spring. As I was telling somebody today, I was like, as I get older, I have realized that spring is my favorite season. Because I'm just obsessed with the idea of like rebirth and renewal and fresh starts. And when I was younger, fall was my favorite season because fall is so nostalgic and moody and, you know, sometimes like sad and like that way where it's like fun to be sad versus now that I'm older and there's enough to be sad about. I love spring because it just feels so happy and it just feels so fresh and such a fresh start. And spring always has so many good memories tied to it. So yeah, so that's really it for me today. Overall, doing good. Celebrate your wins as they come and reevaluate where you think you might need a little bit extra help. So maybe what I also need to do too is I think maybe in that area I need a little extra help. So whether that extra help is, you know, going to therapy about it or maybe signing up for some kind of program, I definitely don't want to do any kind of like GLP-1 drug. Because the side effects just sound too scary. So like your things like Ozempic, Wegovy, you know, all that stuff. I don't want to do that. And I also just something that's sustainable for the long term. So yeah, so I think I just need a little extra help. And I'm just going to have to figure out what that plan of action looks like. But I know my weaknesses. I'm real evaluating them. And then, actually, let's do Q2 goals. Because Q2 is right around the corner. So Q2... So I'm going to say, so I finished the book already. I did my edit round one. Writing workshop is done. I did a lot. Okay, I'm going to still put lose 10 pounds. We're just going to try again. I'm going to do read 2 books. Keep that going because I think my book goal for the year is low. Yeah, my book goal for the year is only 5. So I'll do read 2 books. I will do save that X amount of money. Don't go below threshold because I have a goal for the end of the year. I will do volunteer 5 out because what's my goal for the year? My goal for the year for volunteering is, I think it's only 15. Yeah, my goal is only 15. And I think I might have like literally already hit that. So I'll still do volunteer 5 hours as a goal. And then maybe because I think Q1, there was a lot about like the book, right? Like really getting the book in good shape. So I think Q2, if we want to focus on weight loss and things like that, I think that's where I'm going to need a little extra help. So I'm going to like start therapy maybe. I don't know. That feels like a lot. Maybe look into resources for weight loss help. No drugs. I don't want to do any drugs. So I think I just need extra help there. I think that's okay to admit that. Everything else is honestly going pretty well, which is good, which is awesome. Definitely want to do more like writer stuff too. Going to a book festival at the end of the month, at the end of April, so that'll be exciting. Oh, plan a trip. because I really need a vacation. Plan a trip. Plan a trip. Yeah, because I really need a vacation. Also Q2, because this is going to be right before I go to Yale. I need to, or yeah, Q2 is going to be Yale. Oh shit, yeah. So like prep everything for Yale. Like I want to get business cards, etc. Like make sure my query letter like is like great and good to go. Yeah, so that feels good. So how many goals is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so I'll do that. Seven, and that's what I had Q1. So I think I'll do that. Each quarter is like set 7 goals that ladder up to my overarching goals. And yeah, that feels really good. So that's it for me today. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. So homework is take a look at your goals that you set for the year. Where do you need extra help? Where are you doing pretty well? Break down your larger goals into smaller goals by quarter. And yeah, I hope you guys all have a really lovely and happy spring. And this is the season all about coming out of your shell and rebirthing and renewing and all those beautiful, lovely, wonderful things. And don't forget to have fun. You know, it's all great to have progress, but, you know, don't forget to have fun as well. All right. Well, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm Jessica Johnson, signing off. In Jess We Trust.